Okay, so what are you feeling and what does that possibly mean? Dr. John Latal is a physician and owner at Premier Allergy, Asthma, and Sinus Care. Doctor, it's John Williams and you're on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Is this allergy season, Doc?
We're coming into it.
And was last winter, this past winter we're coming out of, sufficiently mild that you expect this is going to be a rougher year for folks?
I think it will be. Mold is already higher than during a typical winter, and when it warms, not only will mold go up, but then tree, grass, etc., John.
Are those different things, allergens and mold?
No, mold is a type of allergen. So allergen is just a general term for a protein that floats in the air that the immune system reacts to and causes inflammation.
Do people tend to have the same symptoms, whatever the kind of allergen they're reacting to?
There are a variety of symptoms they can have, but garden variety allergies are going to be nasal congestion, runny nose. And then what separates allergies from corona, which is on everybody's mind, is that allergies are going to have itchy nose, itchy eyes, and repetitive sneezing. And one of the interesting things, John, that we see with corona is that those people, many of them, will get what's called anosmia, which is the inability to smell or taste your food. And if that comes on suddenly, those people should be tested for corona.
Although I've had a bad cold in my life, and I know people who've been sufficiently congested with allergies that their taste and smell gets compromised, correct?
That's right. And that's why I say sudden onset. If it's a pattern that they've seen before seasonally or something that they've had longitudinally, they've had it for a long time, and it fits their normal pattern, that's not likely to be corona. But a sudden onset, you know, particularly in the context of a fever or a new cough or shortness of breath that's new for them and doesn't fit their normal pattern would be suspect.
It's funny because I know somebody who has this sudden onset of a loss of smell or taste, but it's a person who suffers from allergies, and it's predictable that they'll go through some sort of campaign in March or April, and so you don't want to overreact. And by the way, it's hard for people to get a test anyway.
That's right. And you know, one other thing I want to mention that can figure into your good question, John, is that those people could have something called nasal polyps, which are driven by allergies in many cases, and those can cause a loss of smell or taste as well. So if it's not clear to the person what this is, they should either be tested, or if they think it's allergies or polyps, see their allergist for an evaluation.
You know, Dr. Most said, if you've got it, we're going to send you home without a test or medication. And if you don't have it, we're going to send you home without a test or medication. So if you're self-quarantining, that's probably the best advice, and it's about all we can do. I suppose one way to, I don't want to get into self-diagnosis here, but if I took the allergy medication and it cleared up some of those symptoms, then I'd know it was probably the allergies, right?
That's exactly right, John. That's a practical approach. And by the way, everybody's trying to self-diagnose. You're exactly right. So sure. The other thing I want to talk about is, you know, what are the things each of us can do for society and in my case, staying in my lane for my patients that we serve. And we like to be proactive in terms of reducing risk of catching corona and also of getting corona pneumonia that, of course, is the thing that's killing people. And one thing that's really important is we can reduce the inflammation of the allergies that a patient has, and that reduces their risk of catching the coronavirus because it improves the barrier function to pathogens in their nose and their upper airway. So that's one. And then two, if they have asthma patients are at between 2 and 5 times the risk of catching pneumonia compared to the general population. And if their asthma is not well controlled, they should get it under control either by doing medications or by doing allergy shots or by doing their biologic injections through their allergist. So We're doing that for a lot of patients at our offices in Chicago, and anybody that is suffering from those and wants to reduce their risk of infection, reduce their risk of dying of corona pneumonia, should seek that care.
Pneumonia is your lungs filling up with fluid, correct? Is that because of the expansion of your bronchial tubes? Is it that your lungs are compromised with the virus? You build up fluids.
So the tubes themselves in asthma get inflamed, John, and that barrier function is reduced with that inflammation. It allows viruses, bacteria, pathogens, including corona, to penetrate and then get into the lung tissue itself from there in pneumonia. And so pneumonia is an infection of the lung tissue itself, where the air meets the blood. And of course, that can be very devastating and lethal, as we're seeing.
Shortness of breath, a symptom of both, doctor?
That's right. With asthma itself, you can get shortness of breath, tightness of the chest, wheezing, and cough. With corona, shortness of breath and cough, so there is a lot of overlap there. Most corona patients are going to get a fever with that, which can help differentiate that, but there can be a lot of overlap. And there again, that's where an evaluation, we can do breathing tests on those patients in the office and help differentiate whether it's asthma, pneumonia, or both going on.
You don't test for COVID, though, do you?
We do not.
And if I come in, I mean, are you seeing patients in person?
We are. Yes, we're still open at both our locations. And, you know, we do a phone screening, as every medical office is doing now. And if someone sounds like they're high risk for corona, we send them for testing elsewhere. But if that phone screen is low risk for corona, we are seeing them.
Some folks are imagining what the future is going to be like, doctor, and they think this will be a pivotal point in telemedicine. Do you like that idea? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't have a crystal ball on that, John, but it's a great question you're asking. A lot of my colleagues are getting into telemedicine. I do some telephone consultations. That's less than ideal because I can't get my information, for example, from a breathing test or examining a patient. And also, I, of course, can't treat them over the phone with allergy shots or biologics if they need it. So it depends on the case. But I think we might be entering an era where telemedicine, at least for the next 12 to 18 months, is going to be more center stage.
I want HIPAA requirements to be relaxed about that. I want insurance to pay for telemedicine, and I want you all to be able to prescribe drugs over the phone. Then we'll get too far ahead of ourselves, maybe. But I don't think stepping more swiftly in those directions is a bad idea.
I think it certainly should be looked at. The first two you mentioned, yes. Prescribing over the phone, that might be a little bit of a stretch, John, but it's certainly a great conversation to have going forward.
And one that we need to have on another day. I realize it's time for our news, but you'll be in it. Dr. John Littall is a physician and owner of Premier Allergy, Asthma, and Sinus Care. Thanks for your time, doctor.
My pleasure, John. Anytime.